Stop 13, Republican Period House of Eustaquia and Basilio Reales. This is one of the first high-rise houses in Antofagasta de la Sierra, built by Basilio and Eustaquia Reales with stone and mud. The architecture of the house is inspired by the houses in Salta Valles, since Basilio went to the masonry school there and often traveled on muleback. The adobe brick structure was later plastered and painted, and the main entrance is located on the chamfer corner, following the construction regulations by Bernardino Rivadavia in 1821. It is a large, comfortable house with four bedrooms, a storage room, a bathroom, and a yard. The roofs are made of hay, straw, wood, and mud cake. At the top of the roof, there is the iron structure of the old Winter Wind Turbine, which was used to charge the 640 batteries of the radio. The Reales family was the second in the town to have a radio, and they made friends to listen to music and the news broadcasted by Radio El Mundo. Don Basilio worked loading and unloading freight trains at the railway station at the foot of the Socompa volcano in Salta. Then he moved to Campo Quijano to the west of Salta City, where he met Eustaquia, and later they moved to Antofagasta de la Sierra, where their two children were born. Later, he dedicated himself to raising cattle in Potrerillo, 12 kilometers from the town. Furthermore, in one of the rooms of this house, the civil registry was created, of which Don Basilio was also in charge. Doña Eustaquia was a cook. She worked in the fonda, today known as a public dining room, which offered pensions, food to people who visited the town of Antofagasta de la Sierra, whether they were nurses, doctors, or travelers. He also cooked meals and delivered them in the town. Doña Eustaquia was highly sought after in the area for her good cooking. She cooked for the onyx mine workers on weekdays, and on weekends, she cooked in the dining room of her house. The house still preserves the wooden shelves to store the merchandise and the kitchen utensils that were used to transport the meals. Eustaquia's receipts included meat, cereals, corn, beans, and potatoes, typical foods of the area.